The Institute of Directors is holding its annual conference.
That's right, Nikki. And it's, of course, on the same day that we get the latest growth figures for the UK economy, which are going to show whether the economy's technically in recession. But some interesting messages coming from the Director General of the Institute of Directors, Simon Walker, who's saying that actually we need to take seriously reasonable middle Britain, which is concerned about how capitalism operates. Mr. Walker, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you mean by this?
Well, I don't think you've got to be a protester on the steps of St. Paul's to know that things are going wrong. I mean, the system's had an enormous shock, and we are all seeing the consequences of that, as we're seeing what I think are the necessary government cutbacks in response. But I think we've got to look at capitalism and see what can make it work again. And I think we've got to recognise that there has been excess in the system, and that it's not operating in the competitive way that the free market ought to work. I mean, if major businesses are rigging the market, we're as much in favour of the government acting to sort of break up cartels and rackets of that sort as anyone else. I mean, if banks are paying far more to top executives than they are in shareholders, that's not good business. It's not sound business. It will not last.
Yes, and it's not, you don't necessarily have to be on the left to say that rewards for failure are not a good thing. You seem to be concurring with that view.
Absolutely. I think that that view is held right across people who respect success, who want hard work to pay off.
So while the likes of Bob Diamond, who's still collecting millions and millions of pounds for what some shareholders regard as a fairly mediocre performance by Barclays, is he out of order?
I think Barclays overall is out of order, and that includes Bob Diamond. I mean, Barclays pays three times more in bonuses to top executives than it does in total dividends to all its shareholders. And there's got to be something wrong with that situation. I mean, a great company like Barclays is not run for the benefit of its top executives. It's run for the benefit of its owners, of all the people who have shares in Barclays, which basically means all our pension funds. I think they'd do better to look to HSBC, for example, which is saying it will have a three-way split, equal amounts roughly into shareholder payments, payments to bonuses and top executives, and investment in the future. That
Thank
seems
you
to me
much.
A more rational way to behave.
Interesting. Thank you. Simon Walker from the Institute of Directors.